The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk to Nick Sirianni, certainly not a sophomore. He's a head coach of a 7-2 football team and the Eagles head coach, usually with us on Tuesdays, but a different kind of week this week, of course, for the Eagles into a Thursday night game. Nick Sirianni brought to us by Bud Light. Pre-game with Devin tomorrow at Xfinity Live, tomorrow night before the game, for the Bud Light football face-off and compete to win a trip. How cool is this? Compete to win a trip to Las Vegas with Bud Light. All right, let's talk to the Eagles head coach, Nick Sirianni, right now. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Nick. So, Nick, a five-game winning streak. I know you're not a victory lap kind of guy, but I just got to ask. It's got to be particularly satisfying with the way you were personally dragged through the mud both locally and nationally. I mean, you got to feel a little something there, right?
Hey, we're just excited. We're playing good right now, and, we're looking forward to getting another opportunity, tomorrow on a short week. And so, no, just put your head down. You continue to work, and when you put the work in, you got the right people going in the building. Good things are going to happen.
Nick, what's the biggest challenge with coaching on the short week for a Thursday nighter?
Yeah, sleep.
We know that game. What are the numbers that we're talking about here? Sleep-wise.
It's not good. It's not, what do they recommend? The 7 hours a day? We're not even close to that. But, the biggest challenge is just, putting the guys in positions to succeed as far as, with limited time to do so, right? As far as, you don't want to do too much. You don't want to, put in a bunch of new things because you don't have time to rep it or to practice it. So it's just being strategic of, the things that you're going to put in the game plans. Again, getting the guys ready, always worrying that, I know we're not sleeping, but, making sure the guys are sleeping and then making sure their bodies are right. So there's a lot of things that go into it. A lot of different, things that go into making sure that everything's right as far as them mentally. And then just trying to get them as well rested as we possibly can physically.
Nick, is it fair to say it's an extra challenge when it's a quarterback and a good one who you've never faced before? Like Brandon Graham, who's faced almost everybody, has never faced this guy. I got to imagine that makes it a little bit more complex on a short week.
I think this is a good football team, and anytime you're playing a good football team, it's going to be challenging. And he's playing at a very high level. A lot of respect for him and the things they're doing with him. And so, it's always going to be a challenge. This league is littered with a ton of good players. Those guys always present challenges. And when you have a little bit less time to prepare, those challenges become even tougher. But, they got a challenge with us as well, because we got good players and good coaches as well. And so, it should be a really good battle. I look forward to it. Really look forward to how rowdy it's going to be over in that stadium tomorrow night. And so, but a lot of respect for how Jaden Daniels is playing quarterback. and, you know, doing it at a high level very early in his career.
Jaden Daniels, he's been so awesome, but he's still a rookie. How do you take advantage of a rookie quarterback?
Yeah, you know, obviously rookies, you know, in this league haven't seen everything, and that, you know, different giving them different challenges, giving them different things, giving them different looks, to make it as challenging as possible, you know, so he's not comfortable back there. How do you make a quarterback uncomfortable? You make him uncomfortable by being able to hit him in the pocket, and also, you know, not letting him, you know, see what he thinks he's seeing. So, you know, again, we'll have to be on it because this is a good football team, and I know they got good coaches and good players. We'll have to be on it, and that's, you know, that's what we're working on today, tomorrow, and into tomorrow night.
You know, Nick, obviously one of the ways to make your own quarterback the most comfortable he can be is give him the five best offensive linemen he can have. Mulata comes to mind. Looks like it's trending in the right direction. Do you expect Jordan Mulata to play tomorrow night?
Yeah, we'll see. He's working hard. He's worked so hard, and we have great doctors. We have great trainers. We have great strength staff that has worked so hard with him to get him to a position where, you know, we're saying we'll see. You know, last week obviously we couldn't say that. This week, you know, we're getting closer and closer, and you know, but like I said, we have another day to figure it out, and you know, we'll see as we continue on this week.
Nick, I know you got far more important things in your mind, but I got to ask you a question related to Saquon that's just bogging me. We looked it up a day or two ago. Could not believe that Saquon Barkley is not in the top 15 right now for league MVP halfway through the year. Can you make any sense of Saquon Barkley not being in the top 15 for MVP?
Well, I guess I would ask, what publication is that?
Well, it's all over place, all sorts of – it's all the quarterbacks.
It's the betting odds and all
that.
Yeah,
betting odds. It's quarterback. It's like, what in the world? I mean, he has been, in my opinion, and I mean this is no disrespect to anyone else in your team, your own team, I think he's been clearly your best player. I think he's been one of the two or three best in the whole league so far this year.
Yeah, and again, I don't look into all that stuff all that much because I think it has a way of evening itself out as the season goes on. And you know, like I was, as you heard me, I was a little surprised to hear that. But, you know, obviously I think his play is.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it clear indicator of how good he's played so well, you know, from the moment he stepped into this team. And you know, I don't think we're to a point to even talk about MVP and stuff like that yet, but when it comes to that point, I know I'll be advocating for some of the guys on our football team.
Nick, we've been rejoicing about the play of our defense. Will our defense have an advantage for the zone read stuff that the Commanders, Jaden Daniels, runs because Jalen is so good with that stuff and they see it in OTAs and camp?
Yeah, I think that's always helpful. I definitely think that's always helpful. I think, you know, going back to when I was a college coach and coaching on defense, you would play against these triple option teams, and you're like, man, this is tough going out there.
Yeah.
And if you had a team that ran triple option, it was a little easier for you to defend it. And so I think that's a fair statement. And that's because we've done that and they've seen that in OTAs, like you said, and training camp. But when it gets in the season, as you're going against each other less and less, mm-hmm. and you're getting ready for the teams that you're playing. And so obviously Jaden Daniels and the way they do zone reads and the way they do RPOs and those different things is going to provide a challenge because this is a good offense and you're getting ready for different teams week in, week out. And so we'll have a challenge. And I know our guys are going to be up for that challenge. We've worked hard to this point of the week to get ready for that. But make no mistake about it, it's going to be a challenge for us because it's a good team.
Hey, Nick, final thing here. You know, speaking of a good team, first one, in my opinion, you've played in a while. Doesn't mean you try harder, doesn't mean necessarily you prepare any differently. But do you feel something different when you know it's mid-November, it's getting a little cold, division, at least for the moment, is on the line tomorrow night? Do you feel a little something different when it's a game of that magnitude against a quality club?
You know, every opportunity in the NFL is so precious, right? You only play 17 games, so it's so exciting every time you step out into the field and the preparation and the work. Like you pour everything you have into each week, and so like every game feels the biggest game for us. Now, with that being said, you know, I can't wait for a Thursday night game in our stadium. Like that, how awesome is that against a division opponent? And I love what you said. Like this time, these are the best memories I have of football dating back to when I'm a kid. It's cold. The leaves are falling off the trees and almost off the trees. There's not a lot of games that I remember as a kid or growing up. Like you remember the ones that are cold, that are dreary, that are like gloomy all day. Like, going into it, that's my upbringing in the Northeast,
yeah.
You know, Northeast football growing
so
up. So, you just feel like, hey, this is football season. Like what an unbelievable opportunity for us to go out there. So we're excited, no doubt, to be playing a good opponent on Thursday night at home. And like you said, it just feels like football.
Yeah, it does. Hey, Nick, good luck tomorrow night. Big game. I hope you get some sleep afterwards and maybe even enjoy a little bit extra time with your family, obviously, with a few, if you're not days off, but extra days before the next contest. Good luck, Nick.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right,
thanks,
there he is,
Nick.
Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.